I'm Jeremy Shea with KTLO. Juneau officials have formally begun the city's budget planning for the fiscal year that begins in July. The starting point for that is reconciling the budget the Juneau Assembly passed last year with what actually happened. The pandemic has not lent itself to predictable financial planning, and now the city is on track to finish the year with a substantial, unexpected surplus. City leaders are considering a slate of one-time projects to spend down that excess cash. The plan last year was to spend several million dollars out of savings to balance the budget. On top of that, the Juneau Assembly authorized about $19 million in additional unplanned spending over the last 9 months. And yet, mostly because of federal relief money, the city is headed into the new budget cycle with millions more cash on hand than it started off with. Here's Juneau City Manager Rory Watt during an Assembly committee meeting on Wednesday.
We've got really highly volatile numbers. It's been very difficult to project revenues and expenditures, and it's felt like everything has been a moving target.
He said there's been inflation, home values have skyrocketed, and tourism numbers have been uncertain. In some cases, supply chain disruptions and labor shortages have meant the city couldn't spend money it was supposed to. For example, more than $4 million budgeted for payroll and other personnel costs didn't get spent, mostly because of vacancies and pandemic-related closures of city facilities.
It is a really unusual budget. It is really, really unusual. And let's acknowledge that uncertainty. Let's not overreact. I think the public appreciates that kind of stable, deliberative governmental approach.
Watt said it should be a goal to reestablish the city's pre-pandemic budget discipline. That is, avoiding taking up funding requests outside of the annual budget process.
Definitely not our prior business practice. Our prior business practice would have been, sounds like a great idea, get back to us in April, and we'll consider it in the context of all of our other budgetary issues.
Yeah, you hear that, everybody? Make note of that.
That second voice was Carol Treem, chairing the Assembly Finance Committee. The committee has budget meetings planned for every Wednesday evening through at least May 18th. Even though the city had a lot of unplanned spending, unplanned revenue was even higher. City Finance Director Jeff Rogers.
And it really just, that is all federal money. No matter how you look at it, it's federal money that's making that difference.
Specifically from the American Rescue Plan Act. Because of the surplus, the Assembly decided last month that it's comfortable committing another $20 million from its cash on hand to various city projects. The city manager proposed a specific list that includes initial funding for a new city hall, extra money for escalating renovation costs at the Augustus Brown Pool, planning for a multi-use path through the Lemon Creek area, and planning for a second road crossing to Douglas Island. The Assembly may make changes to the manager's list. For example, Assemblymember Greg Smith said last month he wants to consider financial relief, particularly for needy and working-class families.
It maybe wouldn't be spending, it would be slightly reduced revenue, and that might be something regarding the property tax or some type of relief to citizens, just as we are seeing inflationary costs and costs for fuel and gas.
Smith said on Friday he's still evaluating options. The Assembly did decide to hold itself to the $20 million figure as a ceiling. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.